ready to shake things up in the sales world.
Oh, yeah.
Today, we're diving into a philosophy called selling like a girl.
Yeah.
Before you jump to conclusions,
right.
It has nothing to do with stereotypes.
Don't you?
We're taking inspiration from a conversation between seasoned sales professionals on the Mastering Modern Selling podcast.
Interesting.
And getting ready to hear some eye-opening insights from Liz Hyman.
Liz is someone who practically grew up immersed in sales.
Wow.
Her dad actually penned the legendary sales guide, Strategic Selling.
Really?
So she's got this really interesting perspective on how the sales landscape has evolved over the years.
Okay, so let's break this down.
Sounds good.
Liz makes the point that buyers these days are much more discerning and way more skeptical than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
They've encountered it all.
I bet.
Pushy tactics, outright manipulation, and they're just not falling for it anymore.
Makes sense.
Actually, one of the hosts, Carson, puts it bluntly. He says, they've been cheated, they've been manipulated, they've been coerced, they've been lied to.
Wow.
And they don't trust.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
Right.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Liz's selling like a girl approach tackles this head on.
Okay.
It's about taking the lead with curiosity, compassion, creativity, and clear communication.
I like that.
Instead of just barging in with a hard sell,
right,
you genuinely try to grasp the client's needs
yeah.
and their challenges.
So you're almost stepping into a role like a consultant
yeah.
or an advisor.
Exactly. And this shift, Liz is a big advocate for a robust sales operating system.
Okay.
But it's not just about processes.
Okay.
She breaks it down into five essential components.
Right.
Starting with defining your overall business strategy and your sales strategy.
Gotcha.
It's surprising how many companies kind of just skip this step.
It's like setting sail without a map.
Exactly.
Right.
Next up is developing a communication strategy.
Mm-hmm.
This is about aligning your messaging with your target audience
yeah.
and their specific needs.
Makes sense.
Then we move on to the lead generation strategy.
So how does Liz suggest we tackle lead generation?
Yeah.
In a way that aligns with this selling like a girl philosophy.
She's a strong believer in breaking down the barriers
okay.
between sales and marketing
yeah.
and crafting a plan that leverages the strengths of both.
I like that.
Remember, it's about drawing in and nurturing high quality leads, not just chasing after sheer volume.
Gotcha.
So you really want to hone in on
right.
attracting those.
Yeah.
Ideal leads.
Right.
Okay, so let's say you're a sales leader and you're ready to ditch those old school tactics.
Right.
And really embrace this whole selling like a girl philosophy.
Yeah.
Where do you even start?
Right.
Liz really emphasizes the importance of making sure your hiring decisions actually line up with this new approach.
Okay.
You're looking for salespeople who are genuinely curious.
Mm-hmm.
Compassionate
yeah.
and have a strong sense of integrity.
It sounds like you're looking for individuals who are more naturally inclined to be advisors and problem solvers.
Exactly.
Rather than just closers.
You want people who are drawn to building relationships
yeah.
and truly understanding the customer's perspective.
Right.
Those are the individuals who are going to thrive in this new sales landscape.
Makes sense.
But once you've got the right people on board,
yeah.
how do you equip them to actually succeed in this new way of selling?
Right. What's next?
Liz is a big believer in training.
Okay.
It's about going beyond those canned sales pitches.
Yeah.
And generic product demos.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to teach them to have authentic,
okay.
value-driven conversations that actually build trust.
So it's less about pushing features and benefits.
Right.
And more about really uncovering their needs
yeah.
and providing solutions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Liz highlights how important it is to train salespeople to ask the right questions.
Okay.
To really listen to what their customers are saying.
Yeah.
And then to tailor their approach to each person's unique needs and challenges.
It sounds like that requires a much deeper understanding of the customer.
Absolutely.
Than what traditional sales training might provide.
You have to see your customers as individuals.
Right.
Not just potential deals to be closed.
Yeah.
And that leads us to the really critical role of leadership.
Okay.
In fostering this new sales culture.
Liz has some pretty strong opinions about how sales leaders need to adapt to this new environment, right?
She definitely does.
What does she say?
Liz really challenges that old school command and control style of leadership.
Right.
Where it's all about, yeah. you know, what are you closing this week?
Yeah.
What's closing this month, this quarter?
That pressure to constantly hit those numbers?
Exactly.
Right.
That constant pressure just creates a culture of short-term thinking
yeah.
and reactive selling.
Hmm.
It doesn't allow for genuine relationship building.
It's like that squeeze the lemon mentality.
Yeah.
You were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You might get a little juice in the short term.
Yeah.
But you're going to end up with nothing left.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead, Liz is advocating for a more collaborative,
okay,
coaching-oriented approach to leadership.
Gotcha.
It's about empowering your sales team,
mm-hmm,
trusting their judgment,
yeah,
giving them the resources and the support they need to really excel.
So instead of just dictating quotas,
right,
and demanding results,
mm-hmm,
it's about fostering a culture of continuous learning and improvement.
Precisely. Liz really emphasizes how important it is to provide regular feedback, celebrate those wins,
yeah,
create a safe environment where salespeople feel comfortable asking questions,
yeah,
sharing their challenges,
right,
and ultimately learning from their mistakes.
It sounds like this whole selling like a girl approach requires a lot of trust.
It does.
And vulnerability.
Yeah.
Both from the individual salespeople and from the leaders.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And Liz acknowledges that this kind of shift in mindset,
yeah,
can be pretty tough for some people.
Sure.
Especially for those who are so used to doing things the old way.
Right.
But ultimately, it's about creating a more positive and fulfilling work environment for everyone involved.
Right. It makes sense.
And Liz makes a really good point.
What's that?
This kind of environment isn't just more humane,
yeah,
it's actually more effective in the long run.
Interesting.
When salespeople feel valued,
yeah,
supported, mm-hmm, empowered,
yeah,
they're far more likely to go above and beyond for their customers,
right,
and build those long-lasting relationships that truly drive sustainable success.
Okay, so we've talked about shifting mindsets,
yeah,
and building a supportive environment.
Right.
But what about the actual nuts and bolts of building a healthy pipeline?
That's a great question.
In a way that aligns with this whole selling like a girl approach.
Right.
What are some of Liz's key insights there?
Liz really argues against that traditional approach to pipeline development,
okay,
which often relies on,
yeah,
you know, that high volume outreach,
mm-hmm,
and aggressive tactics.
Right. Those hard selling techniques.
Yeah. Those are becoming less and less effective.
Especially with buyers being more informed and more skeptical.
Exactly.
Right.
Liz advocates for a much more holistic approach to building that pipeline.
Okay.
One that really utilizes both sales and marketing efforts,
mm,
and really focuses on attracting and nurturing those high quality leads.
So less about casting a wide net,
oh,
and more about being really targeted,
yeah,
in attracting those ideal customers who are a good fit,
exactly,
for your product or service.
And this is where collaboration between sales and marketing becomes absolutely essential.
Right.
Liz emphasizes breaking down those silos.
Yeah, those walls between departments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And creating a really smooth and seamless experience for the buyer.
Makes sense.
At every single stage of their journey.
So it sounds like a lot of companies might really need to rethink their traditional approach to sales and marketing alignment.
Absolutely.
How so?
Liz points out that all too often, marketing is judged solely on the number of leads they generate,
yeah,
without actually taking into account how relevant those leads are,
right,
or whether they're even ready to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And this can actually lead to sales teams feeling burdened,
yeah,
with all these unqualified leads.
They're wasting time and resources.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chasing after prospects who just aren't a good fit.
So it's not just about generating any leads. It's about generating the right leads.
Precisely.
Okay.
Liz is a big advocate for a more collaborative approach here.
Gotcha.
Where sales and marketing really work hand in hand,
yeah,
to develop those lead qualification criteria and a nurturing process that really aligns with the buyer's journey.
Okay. So making sure that the leads that are being passed to the sales team,
yeah,
are really sales ready.
Exactly.
To increase that likelihood of conversion.
Right.
And minimize that wasted effort.
That's the goal. So we've talked a lot about shifting mindsets and creating a supportive environment. But what about the technology piece?
Right. We were talking about how Liz cautions against assuming that more tech automatically equals better sales.
She really stresses that technology should empower your salespeople.
Right.
And support them.
Yeah.
Not weigh them down with unnecessary complexity.
I remember she even made that analogy about trying to force a square peg into a round hole.
Yeah.
To describe some of those overly rigid CRM systems.
Exactly.
Out there.
So how do you find that balance,
yeah,
right, between using technology effectively,
yeah,
and maintaining that really important human touch?
What does she suggest?
Liz suggests envisioning technology as a framework.
Okay.
Like a roadmap that offers direction,
mm-hmm.
but still allows your salespeople to use their own judgment,
right,
creativity, intuition to navigate those individual interactions.
So it's about empowering your team to leverage their own strengths.
Yeah.
And adapt their approach based on the specific situation they're in.
It's not about replacing human interaction with automation.
Right.
It's about using technology to make those human connections even stronger.
Okay.
Liz also brings up a really interesting point about nurturing leads.
Okay.
Especially within the context of this selling like a girl philosophy.
What's that?
She argues that we need to move away from just judging leads based on how likely they are to convert right away.
Okay.
We should consider their long-term potential instead.
So even if someone's not ready to make a purchase right now, it's still valuable to nurture that relationship.
Exactly.
And provide them with useful information.
It could pay off later on down the line.
It's about playing the long game.
Exactly.
Which can be tough in a world that's often obsessed with quick wins.
Liz recommends incorporating a variety of nurturing tactics into your sales operating system.
Okay, give me an example.
This could involve email marketing, social media engagement, or even just personalized follow-up.
Okay.
The key is to find out what really resonates with your specific target audience.
Right.
And to provide them with real value.
And ultimately trust that building these relationships will eventually lead to sales.
Exactly.
And you were talking about the story Liz shared about a client who landed a major deal.
Right.
Without ever having a direct sales conversation with the customer.
It turned out that the customer had been consistently engaging with the client's content marketing.
Really?
They were attending webinars.
Wow.
Downloading those white papers, subscribing to their newsletter.
So they were already sold on the company.
Pretty much.
And their expertise.
Yeah.
Before they even spoke to a salesperson.
Exactly. That's the power of this selling like a girl approach in action.
I like it.
It's about drawing customers to you.
Okay.
By showing your expertise and building trust over time.
It's a very different approach than what a lot of us might be used to.
It is.
So for sales leaders who are ready to embrace this new way of thinking, where do they even begin?
Liz emphasizes that the first step is really examining your current sales operation.
Okay.
Ask yourself, are we truly focused on building those genuine relationships, or are we still stuck in that old school high pressure mentality?
It sounds like a good place to start is with some honest self-reflection.
Absolutely.
So to wrap things up,
what's
the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with from this deep dive?
I'd say the biggest takeaway is that modern selling goes beyond just closing deals.
Okay.
It's about building those genuine relationships. Yeah.
Truly understanding your customers' needs and creating value at every single touch point.
It's about moving away from that transactional mindset.
Right.
And embracing a relational one.
Exactly.
And recognizing that this selling like a girl approach isn't just some feel-good philosophy.
Yeah.
It's a genuinely smart
In
an effective way.
Absolutely.
To build a successful and lasting sales operation in today's world.
It's about leading with authenticity.
Yeah.
Empathy.
Mm-hmm.
A genuine desire to connect.
I like that.
And recognizing that these qualities aren't weaknesses.
Right.
They're strengths.
So who knows? Wow. Maybe by tapping into those strengths, you'll discover that you too can sell like a girl.
Exactly.
And achieve even greater success in your sales career.
Absolutely.
This has been a fascinating deep dive into a whole new way of approaching sales.
It has been.
And I hope you've come away with a fresh perspective.
Me too.
On what it means to succeed in today's market.
For sure.
Until next time.
Keep diving deep.